This is your initiation meditation for soft and true. Start by getting into a comfortable position. Spine long, positioning, embodying dignity. And take three deep breaths. And on each out-breath, letting yourself arrive deeper. Letting your attention drop down into your body. Taking a moment to receive yourself. And as you do so, you feel in your bones the journey it took to get yourself here. The journey of learning to love yourself. The journey of learning to reclaim who you are. And recently, the portal to this adventure, the exchange it took to get you here, the symbolic action of investing in yourself. I invite you to receive that message from you to you. Implicitly, you have said to yourself, I value you enough to invest in you. I value you enough to give you my time, my attention, my devotion. I love you. Receive that. And as you both give and receive that to yourself, you start becoming aware of what you have brought with you to this moment. You've walked a long path. You may be dusty. You may still be wearing some half-forgotten armor that you needed somewhere along the journey. You may feel weary. And so I invite you to look down onto your body and see, what are you wearing? And then look around you. You traversed a portal into this 9-week container. What is the atmosphere like around you? What does it look like? Finding yourself in this new place. And I invite you to look around, explore. Is it looking like a forest? a calm lake? Are we on Mars? And wherever we are, slowly, carefully explore and before long you find a little pathway. You know that something of significance is along that pathway, so you take your armor, you take everything you have from your journey, your bandages. You pick it all up and you take this path. You walk along it. You observe what's around. There are some guides, perhaps, waiting for you, saluting you. Maybe there are some soul friends. You start getting a tingling in your body, the knowing that something special is about to unfold. And as the tingling grows, the tingling transforms into a knowing. This is your initiation. Perhaps you have a moment you want to go back the other side of the portal, but you know you've already committed. You're here for this. You are here to become the creator, the creatrix you have always been. You are here to live your life healed, whole, soft, compassionate. You are ready to renounce scarcity, the fear of rejection. And you are here to be true. Completely unique, completely individual, completely you. Unapologetically, lovingly, truthfully, you. And you can feel that the armor, the bandages, the dust from the road behind you are no longer required. In fact, and they will need to be sacrificed. And as you understand all of this, you see in front of you a beautiful fire. And it glows with a particular vibration. Fierce. Truthful love. And it is a fearsome fire for the parts of you that are holding on to their stories of scarcity, or parts of you that are afraid, the parts of you that believe that you need to compromise who you are so you may be belonging, so you may belong. And to the other part of you, the part of you that is already whole, healed, this fire feels like home. It feels like pure, unadulterated, unconditional love. So take a moment, see what color this fire is. How is it contained? Are there guards? And you understand that it's time for you to sacrifice your armor, your bandages, your dust to this fire. You start with the armor. The armor that represents this toughening, this believing that in this world there are victims and perpetrators and saviors. And we must do everything we can not to be a victim, and preferably not be a perpetrator, and only be a savior. But it has hardened us. And as we put on more and more armor, we have slipped into the role of victim, perpetrator as well, unintentionally. And so at this moment, we understand that we must give up the armor entirely and the paradigm entirely. There is no more victim, perpetrator, savior cycle. So put the armor in the fire. Now watch it dissolve, burn. And next, you know where your bandages are. Next. And there are no victims or perpetrators or saviors. Your wounds no longer need to be protected. This fire heals. This fierce love heals. And so you know it's time to give up the places where you block the healing from happening. The bandages, the mechanisms. So you put your bandages in the fire. Humbling yourself as you do. Acknowledging your wounding, but no longer believing its story. And finally, you know what is expected of you next. You will have to step into this fire and allow all the untruth, all the beliefs around there is a victim, savior, perpetrator, are also going to need to burn. And unlike the times in the past where you have been burned, this time the fire is pure love. And this time, moving into the fire is a reclaiming of who you are. A reclaiming of your voice. A reclaiming of your magic. And so you step into the fire. And you notice it's not hot like a fire. It's maybe warm, maybe it tickles you. And it does its work with the utmost gentleness and love and kindness and devotion and respect. For both your soul and your human. It slowly works to dissolve the fears the dust that has encrusted itself in your being, blocking out the light, blocking out your visibility. Perhaps it feels like a tickle. Perhaps it feels like being in a hot, warm, comfortable bath. You give yourself over to it. You know you are safe. You know you are loved. You know you are love. And that is all that matters. All the untruth is permitted to dissolve. And that which latches on, that which fights for dear life, is simply witnessed with a smile, with a all-encompassing love. Nothing needs to happen today. You can take this fire bath another day again and again. But you know that today, as you have moved through this portal, is a particularly important day. To let this fire of love work on you. And as it does, you might find that your body wants to move in such a way as to let this fierce love in further. You may stretch. Slowly dance. And as you move, you get reacquainted with this magical, miraculous human body, which is truly your temple. This body houses you. And then as you move, you discover, flirt with its limitations. Its solidity. And you also realize that it is the holder, the sacred holder of your whole life story. some of it visible. Scars, stretch marks. And some of it embedded in your cells. And as this fire works on you, you gain an appreciation for this incredible vessel of life that you are. Completely sacred and magical and mundane and ordinary all at once. And as you move a little bit more, you feel the pockets of emotion hidden within this body, these messages from you to you. These messages that are sometimes founded on the truth and sometimes are not, are founded on a distorted perception of reality. And you know there's no need to be afraid of these messages from you to you. You can simply allow them to move and shine the light of truth on them. Softly, sweetly. There's no need to hang on to them. You can simply receive the message and move on. Then finally, you meet your mind. In a way, you are in your mind, with a bigger mind. A bigger mind that is connected to all that is and that knows how to guide this human being, the spiritual being, having a human experience. And within that bigger mind is a smaller mind, very concerned with the human being, with the survival. And in this moment, within this fire, you can smile at your mind and see it for what it is. A part of you, not all of you. A story maker, a meaning maker, a seer, and so letting this fire just meet the mind and encircle it with love. Penetrate it with love. Allowing whatever is ready to dissolve, to dissolve. And as all of this is happening, you understand deep inside of you that you are making a commitment to the truth. And in a patient, loving, understanding way to the human that you are, releasing any expectations that things need to be drastically different. And as you understand this, a piece of the flame takes hold deep inside of you. Starts really reverberating with maybe your third eye, your throat, your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral chakra, your root chakra, your crown chakra. And as it does, you know that the flame isn't something exterior of you. This is lives here, now, at all times. And as you realize this, You notice that your body starts glowing from within and the dust evaporates completely from your body and you are sparkling. You're emanating light from within, and as you do so, you notice you've been given a whole new set of traveling clothes. And you notice what they are, you notice how they feel on your body, you notice what it's like to move in them, and you know that these are an expression, a truer expression of who you are. And so have a look at what you are wearing. Without attaching, allowing them to change and move and chameleon if they like. And also knowing this is an image you can return to at any time. Your fire glowing within. The light pouring out of you. And your traveling clothes. So with that, you give yourself a full stretch. And you know, you're ready for the journey ahead. You're ready for what this magical container, this magical place you found yourself in, where you are the creator. You've done away with scarcity thinking and you have moved into the creator consciousness. And you know you get to create what's next. With that knowing, you can open your eyes. Look around the room you find yourself in and know you get to create what comes next. So there's really only one question. What would you like to create? So feel free to journal on that question right now or to return to your day. I will see you soon.